Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The NFL season came to an end last night with the Seattle Seahawks taking Super Bowl 60 over the New England Patriots 29-13. Running back Kenneth Walker was named Super Bowl MVP with 27 carries for 135 yards. Women's college basketball, the Ohio State women's basketball team climbed up one spot in the AP poll to number 8 after their 80-64 win over Oregon yesterday. They'll be back at home on Sunday against number 20 Maryland. Men's college basketball tonight in the top 25, it's the Patino Bowl with number 17 St. John's hosting Xavier and Madison Square Garden at 6:30, 24th ranked Louisville hosts NC State at 7 o'clock, and number 1 Arizona looks to remain undefeated at number 9 Kansas. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. This update sponsored by RCD RV Supercenter in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala, or at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Field. This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Burger King and brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and Cova Insurance, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers on the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now here's your host, Brandon Beam.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you from across the state. Hopefully everyone is thawing out. I know here in Central Ohio tomorrow it's supposed to be like 50 degrees. So finally, we're going to get some good weather and the snow is going to start, we at least hope, to melt. We got a lot to go over here this evening. Of course, Ohio State losing yesterday in men's basketball to Michigan at the Shot. We will hear from head coach Jake Diebler in our next segment between yesterday's press conference and then him and talking to Paul Keels and Ron Stokes a little bit earlier today on the network. All kinds of good stuff to get into with that. A little bit later on for the 6 o'clock hour, Bill Bender of the Sporting News. He's going to join the program. We'll react to everything that kind of went on with the Super Bowl. We'll talk some college ball in the college football pulse with him a little bit later on. Near the bottom of the hour, Austin Ward of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. He will join us as we get into the red zone. A lot of Buckeye talk focusing on maybe some Matt Patricia stuff that is going on with Austin. So we'll do that a little bit later on. And then Tyler Danberg, who caught up with Kevin McGuff, Ohio State women's basketball coach, a little bit earlier this afternoon after going 2-0 out on the West Coast during that road trip, which was fantastic to see. So I know that they're in a good mood for sure, up to number 8 in the country here for the Ohio State women's basketball team. By the way, their next 5 games, all top 20 opponents, the Ohio State women's basketball team. So it should be a fun last couple of weeks. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get into our Ohio High School Player Spotlight. We'll hand out our Encova Insurance Archie Griffin Award to the week's top performers. Steve Rolick, Ohio State men's ice hockey coach, he's going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour as well. 2-0, big sweep over Minnesota. And then Jacob Reimer and I will talk some Ohio college basketball in the 7 o'clock hour as well. Oh, yeah, by the way, Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts, he's going to join us a little bit later on. We're going to go on the trail with him, talk some Ohio State recruiting and what is going on with the Ohio State football program. So all kinds of good stuff to get into a little bit later on as we get rolling. The Buckeyes, they return to action, the men's basketball team, Wednesday against USC. Our network coverage is going to begin at 5:45 p.m. with the Toyota Buckeye pregame show. Coming up next, we're going to hear from head coach Jake Diebler in our radio show Rewind as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $199 a month for 39 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you roll. I'm Brandon Beam, and we'll let you know that you can join Coach Jake Diebler as he looks back at previous games and gets you ready for the week ahead on Inside Ohio State Athletics. That's Saturday mornings at 11:30 in Columbus on 10TV, and also statewide on OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Time now for the Jake Diebler Show Rewind.
Where to start? Last week saw Ohio State go on the road and defeat Maryland at the Xfinity Center, in which a game they came in, you know, very not good over in that building in College Park, Maryland. I think they were 1-7 in their tenure since Maryland joined the Big Ten. Now they treated Maryland like a bad opponent, in which they were. I think it was an 82-62 victory. You won that game by 20 points. And then you go to the weekend yesterday. Pretty much primetime game, 1 o'clock mid-afternoon slot at home against Michigan, one of the best teams in college basketball. And going into yesterday's game, I think Ohio State, you know, obviously they knew they were going to be up against it. But the one thing, my biggest takeaway is, we'll bring in our producer too on this segment, Jacob Reimer. I think the thing that Coach Diebler and the coaching staff, and probably the players, Jacob, that will be the most disappointed in it, is like, you gave Michigan a very good 34 minutes up in Ann Arbor, and then Michigan ran away from you. There's no shame in that, right? Like, you were tough, you were physical, you belonged on that court the last time that you played in Ann Arbor a couple few weeks ago. Yesterday, you get to the game saying to yourself, all right, well, if you're in that same situation, if you got 5 minutes left to go in the game and you're still in it, you have the home court to bring you to life. 17,000 people were over at the shot yesterday. It was by far the best home court that they had had all year long. And unfortunately, you didn't even get that amount of minutes that you stayed close to Michigan. They ballooned it up to double digits. Ohio State had their opportunities to get it back down to 9 points, to 8 points. They were never able to get back to that single point barrier. And really, Jacob, I mean, Michigan out-physicaled Ohio State for, you know, most of the game yesterday afternoon here in Columbus.
Yeah, and I think one thing that had me with somewhat
a little bit more confident than the last game coming into this one was the Tayson Chapman aspect of it, because he didn't score in that game up in Ann Arbor, and now he's come along giving them some solid bench production, which you desperately need to have to pull off an upset like that. But yeah, their size was just a lot to handle. You saw it up in Ann Arbor when Yaxel Lindeborg is 6'9", and he's shutting down Bruce Thornton, and that's what allowed John Moby Jr. to have a great game up there. Mm-hmm. Well, now this time it was vice versa. He was on John Moby Jr., and John Moby Jr. didn't get going easily. No. I think he only had 4 points in this game.
Yeah, 1-9 from the field.
Yeah, and so it was switched to this time, and that's what Michigan's good at. They're good at wearing you down defensively, and they just dominated the boards, which... And you'll hear it a lot from this sound we'll play is like a goal coming into this was trying to keep them off the glass, and right from the start it wasn't that way.
Yeah, it wasn't. Total rebounds in the game, Michigan advantage 44-31. Here was Jake Diebler from yesterday in his postgame press conference talking about what went wrong yesterday compared to the earlier trip up to Ann Arbor.
I think we weren't as physical at times today than we were in the first game, and they hit some threes. You know, they had 9, I think, in the first half. You know, so that put, you know, put the game at a double digit halftime score. Thought we did a good job kind of to make sure it wasn't more than that. But listen, I think we did some things. We got some looks that we wanted. I thought the ball got a little stagnant at times for us. We talked about that, and you know, we had some looks there where we had a chance to kind of cut it to single digits and get it, you know, and I think we had a couple turnovers in that stretch that, you know, hurt us. So again, I like this group. This group's really close. This group works really hard. This group plays with great effort and typically plays more physical than we did today. And we can't let that obviously affect, you know, and be the case in the next game.
Here was Coach Diebler a little bit earlier today on the coaches show with Paul Keels and Ron Stokes, just kind of getting more into the lack in physicality that they showed yesterday against Michigan.
I thought our lack of physicality showed up in two areas the most. On the ball, we didn't pressure the ball enough. We weren't impactful guarding the ball enough. We had too much space, too much separation. And then on the glass. And so those are things that if we do differently and we adjust quicker, you know, then I think we have a situation to maybe flip the way, you know, because we had opportunities in spite of all that, in spite of them shooting 50% from three in the first half and all these things. We get a rebound at the end of the first half. We go in down 7 instead of 10. Like, there were little things like that. We have a chance to cut the lead and get it to single digits and had multiple possessions in a row where we could have made some of that, and we didn't take care of the ball. We didn't, you know, so that's – we have to be better in those situations. Rebounding was where it started for us, and it started, unfortunately, at the beginning of the game, and, you know, they ended up, and it was three guys. I mean, three guys did the rebounding. So our guys with size got to play with more physicality on the interior. It's just that simple.
You know, Coach mentioned right there being unable to get the lead down to single digits, and it was. How many times were there, Jacob, yesterday in the first half and second half where you and I were talking back and forth while watching this game? Like, man, if you could get it down to 9 points right here, crowd comes alive, you give them something to cheer for, you go on a little bit of a mini run, maybe cut it down to 6, cut it down to 5. Who knows what's going to happen? But Michigan, every time that Ohio State got on the precipice, they were down 10, they would be down 11, right? Like, every time I feel like Michigan kind of punched Ohio State in the nose and said, you guys aren't getting back into this game, which ultimately they never had the run in them yesterday to cut that down.
Yeah, like we, you know, like you mentioned, we were just saying, if you get it down to double digits by the under 12 timeout or something like that, you might have a fighting chance at this. If you can get some good sets, get some stops defensively, and every time there was a glimmer of hope, they would force a turnover, go down and score in transition. Hit
also,
Adai
Mara, he's 7'3". He shouldn't be able to shoot threes like that. All right, that should be illegal.
Yeah, he's a problem. There was not much of an answer for him, and not many teams really have an answer for that front line that they have.
No, they don't, and that was certainly the problem yesterday. Mara, the leading scorer for Michigan, 24 points, 11 for 16 from the field, 2 for 3 from behind the line. And he wasn't even really a problem on the glass. I mean, he had six of them, and they were in big spots. But Lindeborg was the main problem on that front. Here was Jake Diebler, like I said, a little bit earlier today on the coach's show, talking about needing it to be a collective effort on the glass. And they're seeing it in practice, but they're not seeing it on the turnover in games.
Bruce has been a great defensive rebounder for us. Devin was better this game than he was first game against him. But, you know, a lot of times it's man-on-man. A lot of times. And I think for us, what we saw on film was this turn, you know, to go towards the rim instead of going to hit. And it's something we've worked on endlessly that, you know, that and that carryover or the lack of carryover is where we have to take ownership over that. And we got to say, okay, like enough's enough. We're not going to keep getting pushed under the rim, because this wasn't a long rebound game where our guards weren't, you know, these rebounds were inside 6 feet, and we weren't good enough in that space.
Yes, they were, and Michigan had 20 points off of turnovers. Turnovers wasn't really a huge issue yesterday for Ohio State. Maybe some poor areas in which that you committed those while you were trying to make a run. But yeah, you look at the offensive rebounds for Michigan, 17 compared to 9 for Ohio State, and they got 14 points off of those second chance opportunities, and then they doubled you up plus some with points in the paint. I mean, it was really like what Coach was just talking about right there. They did the damage inside of 8 feet inside of the rim.
Yeah, and knowing that that's Michigan's strength, you sometimes, in games like this, if you want to pull off a massive upset, you've got to switch up how you're mm-hmm. playing. If you need to muck it up, muck it up and get them off the glass, put a body on somebody, get them out of there and get a stop and limit them to just one possession. And then late in the game, if you're in it and then you have control of the game. Yeah. You can then play it your style. But it was just all there on the glass, effort and everything.
Coach's comments are presented by Kroger. How about one more from Coach Jake Diebler? What about consistent bench production and what Tayson Chapman's given him the last couple?
Tayson's led the way with that, and it's been good to see. You know, I think he's getting up a good number of shots in his minutes. Obviously turned it over a couple times last night, but, I think we got confidence in him. I think he's playing with confidence. I thought, you know, really his shot attempts were good, you know, and he did a good job, and he got to the free throw line. So I'm more impressed with his rebounding, quite honestly. I mean, I thought this was – he's now starting – we're seeing growth in some of those other areas on the other side of the ball, guarding the ball better, better awareness off the ball. Still got to keep getting better, as we all do, but – you know, he came in there and got some rebounds for us, which was really important. And I think he's continuing to show that he deserves this opportunity. He's kind of seized it. We've been asking guys to step up and do that. He has. And, you know, he's got to keep being a big-time factor for us.
8 games left. If Ohio State's going to want to accomplish anything with their aspirations of getting to the NCAA tournament, I think Tayson Chapman is going to be a huge reason as to why they do that. Wednesday coming up, they have USC, and then on the road, technically, you have a neutral site game coming up on Valentine's Day night against Virginia.
USC could, this game Wednesday could really determine how things end up come Selection Sunday, because both of these teams are firmly on the bubble right now, and if you can get a win over USC to have that advantage, looking at it for the selection committee, it'll be big.
Yeah, got to get that one at home on Wednesday. Again, coach's comments were presented by Kroger. Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you want right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. Bill Bender of the Sporting News, he's going to join us. We'll recap the Super Bowl and talk all things going on in college football with him next. That's coming up as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender and MLS number 2229.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State team shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and puts your fandom in drive.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam. Want to let you know that Austin Ward of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, he's going to join us in studio here in a little bit of time. We will talk some off-season football with the Buckeyes with him. Coming up, Bill Bender of the Sporting News, he's going to join us momentarily for the College Football Pulse. But want to tell you, Buckeye fans, say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings with a fixed price plan with AEP Energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. And be sure to tune in each men's basketball game for the AEP Energy Halftime Report.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on Buckeye Roundtable.
Here on the Buckeye Roundtable Show, we are now doing the College Football Pulse as we head out to the hotline checking with our great friend. He is of the Sporting News. He is Bill Bender. Bill, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. How'd the Super Bowl treat you last night? You do all right?
Oh, I didn't win the Super Bowl squares as usual. Come on, like that was ever going to happen. No, I enjoyed the game. I know the first half was, you could say, on the boring side, but I mean, you got to give credit to that Seattle defense, and Sam Darnold didn't mess up. I mean, one sack versus six sacks, and that kind of told the story. That Seattle defense is really good.
Absolutely they are, and they were all over the place last evening during the Super Bowl. Big congrats to any Seattle fan here in Central Ohio or around the state, wherever you're listening from. If you're claiming that Lombardi trophy, a big congrats to you. You mentioned Sam Darnold, and I think it's, you know, rather interesting, Bill, and you know, I've talked about this on our local shows before, and we've talked about this together, but the amount that I feel like the shot clock on quarterbacks, as soon as they get into the league, right? And you look at Sam Darnold, I believe third overall draft pick, goes to the New York Jets, doesn't work out there for him. The shot clock on these guys is quicker than what we've ever seen before. He has a great season last year in Minnesota, and then obviously comes through and wins a Super Bowl with Seattle last night as QB1. But it's just, it's so fascinating, Bill, when you see guys in their ability to be redeemed last night like we did Sam Darnold.
For sure. And, you know, obviously some of it is about surroundings. I know you and I always go back and forth about the Packers and Bears, but I mean, look at what the Bears have surrounded Caleb Williams with, a better offensive line, a running game. And I think some of that was you saw the jump this year, and you'll probably see another jump next year. And Jordan Love, when you get him receivers, I think they need to get him, excuse me, another couple offensive linemen. But yeah, Darnold, I mean, when you're around that, he's seen the game. He's been around it for a little bit. And obviously, he's playing very well. If anything, both of our rival, the Minnesota Vikings, are the ones feeling that right now.
Yeah, absolutely they are, right? And they're looking for a new general manager, too. He is Bill Bender of the Sporting News with us here on the Buckeye Roundtable Show. Bill, before we kind of really get into college football, I guess this is a branch question going off the Sam Darnold comment, though. But do you think we're starting to see now with NIL, all the dollars amounts, right? Like, I just saw that Gunnar Stockton today went back to the University of Georgia. Like, if there's ever a question whether someone is going to declare early for the draft or return, I feel like now we're starting to see more experienced quarterbacks in the NFL come along in their first and second years, as were guys in the past, right? You'd play 3 years, maybe get a start, a season starting under your belt, and then you'd be gone to the NFL. I feel like now with the way that the NFL game is working, like, it might be inherently an advantage for these guys to stick around a little bit longer.
I agree. You know, Dante Moore could be a tipping point for that. Most people assume that he would be the second quarterback taken in this NFL draft this year, and he goes back to Oregon, where they have Dylan Raiola as well.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said, how many times has Ohio State had that guy that, I mean, they'll start for a year or two, but by the time they're eligible, they're ready to go. And I think that's something to keep in mind with guys like Julian saying after next year. Who knows? Maybe that decision becomes more complicated. Arch Manning, I think we both agree that he was going to stay anyway.
Yep.
But, I mean, there's more incentive now to stay when you can command what some of these reported salaries or whatever you want to call them for these quarterbacks are now.
Yeah, I don't know if they're technically salaries, but it's certainly X amount of dollars leaving one bank account and going to the player's account. So again, I'm not sure if salary is the correct word for it, Bill, but you're absolutely right. Are you saying that there's a possibility that Jeremiah Smith returns for a fourth year at Ohio State, mm-hmm. or is that a different story altogether?
Well, who knows? I mean, I had this conversation about Marvin Harrison a few years ago in our office, and I think that now obviously Marvin went to the NFL, but I think that conversation probably was had where, you know, I was at the time saying, well, there's no college receiver worth that much money. And look at the difference between, say, I was using the 49ers as an example, the 49ers and the Buckeyes. But the point that was getting thrown back at me was, well, maybe he means more to the university's football team than he would for the 49ers. So who knows? I mean, this, and I don't know what I know I said salaries earlier, but whatever these earnings are,
yeah.
I'm wondering what the tipping point is on that end. Like, what's the figure that makes us, you know, lose our mind and say, okay, we've got to redo all this.
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you, right? Like, something's going to give at some point, but who knows when that's going to be in the future. I did see this today. Interesting, right? Like, usually all these conferences and alignments and teams leaving, there's all sorts of runway and leeway. But over the weekend, this picked up steam, Bill. North Dakota State agreed to join the Mountain West for football only in 2026. That seemed like it came together rather quickly for one of the best powerhouses in football to be able to jump up to Division One.
Yeah, our old NFL editor, Matt Latofsky, his parents went there. So I know all about North Dakota State. I was in the pod next to him for about a decade, and he was real excited yesterday. But, I mean, it's a little bit like when App moved up or, mm-hmm. you know, Marshall back then in the 90s. I remember Marshall had the big rivalry with Youngstown State and Trestle. I mean, that's an interesting program to me because they're in that corner of the country that hasn't really experienced a lot of college football at the FBS level. They just had two offensive starters on the Seattle Seahawks offensive line.
Yeah.
That dome is pretty cool. And they're not going to be afraid to play FBS teams right out of the chute. So I think that's a very interesting ad. Natural rivalry with Boise State coming right up.
I think it's going to be fun. You're a college football sicko. If I could give you a road trip to either the Fargo Dome or the Kibbe Dome, which one would you rather make a road trip to, Bill? Both obscure and lovely and beautiful in their own rights, each individually.
Yeah, I'd go to North Dakota State, though. I've always wanted to go to a game there, you know, and I'm one of those guys like you. You watch a little bit of the D3 football. You plug into that because of the presence we have with that in Ohio, obviously. So, but I would say North Dakota State. I definitely want to go there. You know, but like I said, whether it's the North Dakotas, the South Dakotas, the Montanas, there were 13 guys from the FCS in the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's significant. That was the Big 12 had 7 guys.
Which so, is, I mean, that's shocking, right?
Thing. Completely. I do that list for us every year at Sporting News, and I had to, like, triple check it because I was like, there's no way that's true, and it was. So this is the world we live in. It trickles down to those levels.
Yeah, it does. Mountain West, I think, had 4, Conference USA 3, but yeah, non-FBS 13 players, and then the ACC only had 14 as well, and then, what, the Big Ten had 25, I think the SEC had 30 maybe, or somewhere along those lines, Bill. But that's no surprise, right, the Big Ten and the SEC filling out most of these Super Bowl rosters.
Right, and I always take that with a grain of salt because, I mean, this is the Big Ten claiming the USC guys right now, right? Yeah. Like, Sam Darnold didn't technically play Big Ten football, but if we get into this 5 years from now, I think the Big Ten and the SEC will probably be pretty even. If not, the Big Ten maybe takes a small advantage in that category.
Bill, before we get you out of here, I know that you're excited. The offseason now officially is here. I think the combine starts in a couple of weeks. The draft, of course, is coming up in April. But to make you smile, we're officially 202 days away from week zero returning in college football. What do you have planned in the, for the Sporting News in these next 202 days?
Oh, as you know, I'll stay busy. I'll jump in and help Mike DeCourcy with our college basketball coverage. I'll jump in on NFL draft. And, you know, college football, it never stops. There'll be a couple stories, obviously, along the way. But Big Ten Media Day, I heard it's in Chicago next year, or this upcoming year. That'll be here before you know it. You know that.
Absolutely, Will. Bill, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on. Best of luck here the rest of the week with kids sports. I know that you're staying very, very busy. And thanks for carving out some time here today, and we will check in again soon, all right?
Hey, anytime. Thanks for having me on.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News with us here on Roundtable. Coming up next, we're going to talk some more Buckeye football. We'll hit the red zone with our good friend Austin Ward of Letterman Row and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. He joins us in studio as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. SafeLight Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at SafeLight.com. SafeLight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down!
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years.
We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye.
Experience.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and here momentarily we're going to be joined by Austin Ward in the studio, and then coming up in our next segment, our very own Tyler Danberg. He's going to check in Ohio State women's basketball coach Kevin McGuff, 2-0 on their West Coast road trip, beating Oregon and beating Washington over the weekend, so can't wait to hear from those guys. Want to let you know that Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger's, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS TV in Columbus in supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare.
Buckeye Roundtable Red Zone.
Right now we are joined in studio by Letterman Rowe and 97.1 The Fan in Columbus's very own Austin Ward. A-Ward Sports, happy Super Bowl Monday to you, my friend. How are you feeling? I know you've been busy today. You've been running around the studio like a madman.
Yeah, you have to celebrate the end of a football year. And the only way to do that is by talking about it, memorializing it, celebrating it, and turning the page to 2026, which I've actually, Beamer, already been doing because Ohio State's offseason is about 6 weeks old already. But you know, you get one last football game, one last chance to relish the game itself. And now the countdown is on because in about 1 month's time, spring football begins.
How great is that? We were just talking to Bill Bender of the Sporting News, Austin, and we were just talking about North Dakota State now entering the Mountain West, jumping up to Division I. I asked him this question. Now I want to ask you the same one. As a man who grew up in Wyoming, who has driven Shirley Basin multiple times in dangerous conditions, Fargo Dome or the Kibbe Dome for a road trip? Where would you rather go?
Yeah, I've told you before on the Buckeye Show on 97.1 The Fan how great it was to start my career covering the Mountain West because of the destinations that you had. Now that was Las Vegas, that was San Diego, even Salt Lake City, Hawaii coming back into the league. I hadn't really considered North Dakota, but they've built a great atmosphere there. North Dakota State sent their legendary coach Craig Bohl onto Wyoming. So I have great respect for that program, and I would love to see everything that they have, all the resources they've thrown behind it. I was a little bit surprised actually that the Bison wanted to move up a level because they had it so good. Mm-hmm. Like they had a powerhouse program that was in the playoff contending for national championships on a year in, year out basis. And it can be difficult to give that up and test yourself at a higher level and not know if you're always going to have a clear path to get into the college football playoff. But kudos to them. They must believe that they've got the NIL backing to get this done, that they can, you know, withstand some of the scholarship challenges that come with moving up a level. I'd love to see it in a Wyoming North Dakota State game. Sign me up for that.
I would too. I'm in. Let's take a road trip. We'll take the show out on the road next year when that game happens. Austin, let's get to the talk at hand. Let's talk some Buckeyes, shall we? What's the biggest thing burning in your mind right now? I know that we've talked over the last couple of weeks, right? Transfer portal stuff is done.
Yep.
Coaching staff mostly done, I would assume, for Ohio State. Now, there is still the Matt Patricia question still hanging in the air, but we are officially past the last game of the NFL season. We'll figure that out when we cross that bridge. But to you, what's kind of burning in your brain about the Buckeyes right now?
Well, we saw earlier on Monday, Good Morning Football, Matt Patricia Looks like he was in the defensive meeting room. He was head to toe wearing the Block O and the Scarlet and Gray. So we know where he's been working. We know where he was working on Monday, the day after the Super Bowl. I think, Beamer, that he will remain in that place. I can't guarantee anything. Never know what those contract negotiations are like. The Las Vegas Raiders proved that when they got a little sideways with Chip Kelly a year ago as the Raiders lured him away and offered him double the salary. I don't know that Matt Patricia is in that finalist category with the Raiders at this point as they hire Clint Kubiak to be their head coach. Lots of teams have expressed interest in him, and Ohio State is at the front of that list because they already employ him. They've already been working on an extension and a new contract to keep him in place. We know his family loves living in Columbus. They don't want to be uprooted at this point. So I feel like they're moving forward on that front. I'd love, if you're talking about what's been burning in my brain for the last couple of weeks, it has been, is Ohio State going to have to look for a new defensive coordinator in February? That's not ideal. And you certainly don't want to be replacing someone.
What about Mike McDonald?
He's good, probably not available. but, you know, you Ohio State's got a lot to offer, even for Super Bowl winners. But I think, you know, Matt Patricia, he did such a great job. And I know that there are lots of other great defensive coordinators that are out there. But the way Patricia connected with the Ohio State Buckeyes, I think about his relationship with Caden McDonald last year, the job that he did taking over a group that lost as many starters as Ohio State did, and then somehow elevating them even higher statistically as one of the best historic defenses that anyone has ever seen, let alone at Ohio State. You don't want to lose that. You don't want to have to replace that. You don't want to have to go back to the drawing board. And especially at this point where I mentioned the offseason being 6 weeks old, you know, Matt Patricia has been involved in evaluation of transfer portal players, the type of targets that Ohio State wanted to go after and how he would use them in the Ohio State defense in 2026, the way that the recruiting profile has been changed, talking about who else might be needed in support staff roles or assistance to the assistants, who he might want in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. He's been involved in all of that, and you would not want to have to scrap that. And I think to the benefit of Ryan Day, he won't have to.
What are they looking at this year defensively, Austin? And I know we've talked about Arthur Smith a lot, what he's going to bring to the table. We talked about that a lot last week, but now year number two, under the assumption that Matt Patricia does return, what is he going to tweak and kind of identify? Because bringing in a lot of freshmen, 26 players in that recruiting class, 17 players coming in from the transfer portal, guys leaving for the NFL draft, guys leaving, of course, via the transfer portal. It's almost going to be an entirely new difference that Matt Patricia in defense that he's going to have of players coming into that locker room. So what are you looking at for year number two and the tweaks that he might be making on that defensive side?
We saw a year ago, you know, more flexibility, versatility with the scheme, primarily in the defensive front. And Larry Johnson, I think, you know, give him full credit for adapting and evolving. That's not been something that, you know, had been his hallmark. He'd always been a four-down guy. That's what he recruited to, two defensive ends, a three-tech end, and a nose tackle. I think Matt Patricia would like, you know, to be able to use different formations, different personnel, different scheme. Sometimes three down, sometimes five down. And I think that's, you look at a transfer portal player like Christian Aliegro from Wisconsin. He fits that bill. Could he play in an Arvell Reese type role, ooh, rushing the passer or playing outside linebacker? Yeah, he can do both of those things. He could play in the middle if you need to. Same sort of deal with, you know, a couple players, Smith and Rousseau, that they bring in from Alabama, that, you know, that's a same profile of defense in some ways. Thinking back to Nick Saban more than maybe what it's been the last couple of years with Kalen DeBoer running that program. But, you know, guys who can play multiple positions and in different sorts of scheme, you've heard me mention Beamer before that veteran experience and versatility are prized above all else by Ohio State generally, but Matt Patricia specifically, as he's looking to piece together this defense. It gives you more options, and it also makes it more at times confusing for an offense to figure out how you're trying to attack them. And I think that's what he's trying to do. And I think we saw that in year one. We'll probably see that even more so in year two.
I'm going to ask Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts. He's going to join us a little bit later. We're going to go on the trail with him in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm going to ask him this same question, Austin. Of the guys coming in from the transfer portal, true freshmen who are just grinding their faces off with mat drills, win or lose or day during winter workouts, right now. Who's one of the new guys slash newer guys who Ohio State fans need to get themselves kind of acclimated to and start doing their research on some names maybe they don't know right now at this point of the offseason?
Yeah, I'll leave the... I assume that Steve will want to dive into the true freshman. For me, it's the transfer portal pickups that are most interesting, and that starts in the secondary where you're trying to replace Caleb Downs and Lorenzo Styles Jr. That's the job of Terry Moore and Earl Little Jr. to do that. Terry Moore 2 years ago at Duke was the highest rated PFF safety in the country. Yes, ahead of Caleb Downs. You can take that number with a grain of salt. You can scoff at it. Doesn't matter either way. Those are the numbers that exist, and that's the at least the kind of conversation and caliber player that Terry Moore put himself into. Earl Little has been at Alabama and Florida State, both, I believe. He's got the ability to play in that nickel spot, hard hitter, athletic. That's a key component of any Matt Patricia defense in that spot. Those guys were brought out of the transfer portal for a reason, and that's to be starters for the Silver Bullets in the secondary. So how quickly they get up to speed, how quickly they establish relationships and understand also what the scheme is going to look like as workouts go along and you get into spring ball in a month's time. Those guys, you must know. They're going to, I think, help determine whether this team can be a top-ranked defense again and if this Buckeyes team is going to be able to go contend for a national championship again.
Those are certainly going to be the expectations because the standard is the standard. Ooh, Austin.
I should.
And those standards never change. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this evening. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And I'll talk to you on the local show tomorrow. All right.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you tomorrow.
Austin Ward of Letterman Row, 97.1 The Fan, right here in Columbus. Coming up next, our very own Tyler Danberg. He checks in with Ohio State women's basketball coach Kevin McGuff. That's up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Come on over to Heartland. Join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeye sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back in, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and Tyler Danberg and Kevin McGuff, they're coming up momentarily. But want to let you know, for every Buckeye touchdown the football team scored this season, the Heartland Bank Community Foundation made a donation to the USO of Central and Southern Ohio, benefiting our active duty military personnel and their families. For more information or to support our troops, go to usocso.org and be the force behind the forces. Ohio State women's basketball 2-0 this weekend on their big West Coast road trip. Here's our very own Tyler Danberg talking to Ohio State women's basketball head coach Kevin McGuff.
Kevin, thanks as always for the time. How hard is it to go 2-0 on a Pacific Northwest road trip against two quality opponents like that?
Well, yeah, let's start with that. It's like we beat two good teams. I think that's the most impressive part of it is both Washington and Oregon have good teams. They play particularly well at home. And so, you know, I was really pleased that we were able to find a way to win both games. And, you know, the travel does add an element of just making it a little bit harder. And, you know, you get fatigued and really you have just so much time on your hands. You're trying to fill your players' time with, you know, productive stuff. We did a lot more study table and things like that. But you really have to, especially coming out of the first game, end of the second, have to really, really, you know, really talk to your kids about being focused in practice. And our kids did a great job. That's what I was probably the happiest thing about. It's like we had two really good practices at Oregon, and I think that had a lot to do with our success yesterday.
You said the second game of those types of road trips is really hard to win. What did you see in your team in those practices in Eugene leading up to the 80-64 win on Sunday?
I just think the focus and intensity and you know, the way you can kind of measure that, I guess, as a coach is that the things that we talked about, the things that we practiced, I saw on the court yesterday. And so when we can, you know, craft a plan and a strategy and our players can absorb it and then carry it over to the game, then you really know that you had a team that was locked in and focused. And that's what it takes. It's really hard to win in this league, period. It's especially hard to win on the road and then especially on a long road trip. And so you've got to have great focus and intensity. And, you know, it's a credit to our players because it's not easy. It's easy to get distracted. They're tired. They're away from home for a long time. But, you know, they kind of, you know, stayed with that mentality and were able to get two good wins.
We'll start off with that first of two wins Thursday at number 24 Washington, a 70-60 victory, your 500th win against your former school. There are probably some games that run together for you over the years, but is that one you think you'll always remember?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was really fun to be back. You know, I had a great experience there. My family, we enjoyed Seattle, the community, and the University of Washington. Everybody treated us very well there. So it was neat to be back and see a few people that I knew from my stint there as the head coach, and it's a great program, and they really support it there. So, and they've got a good team right now. So it was a fun win. It was cool to be back, and so I was excited to, you know, just be back and always, I'm always trying to win. So that was the most important thing about that night was that we won. So that was a good win for us. And then more than the number of wins or anything like that, it's just the fact that we were able to get a great win on the road.
Your fourth win against a ranked opponent this year as well. What stood out about the way your team was able to win that?
Well, you know, Washington has really good guard play. I thought our defense was good, and, you know, we limited them to 60 points. And we had to be good defensively because one of the things we didn't do in that game is we didn't shoot it great down the stretch. And if you look back to Wisconsin and Nebraska, those games were close, and then we made a lot of shots, you know, in the second half, a lot of three-pointers especially. We got the same shots against Washington, but we didn't make them. And they were good shots. They were open. It wasn't like we were taking bad shots, but we didn't make any. And so with that, you know, we took a 12 or 14-point lead that they kind of came back at us and got the game really tight there. And so we had to lock in defensively and get some big stops against them to win the game.
Fast forwarding to Sunday, an 80-64 win at Oregon. How close to a full 40-minute performance was that from your team?
It was closer to 40 minutes than we've been of late. And that's the thing that I've kind of stressed with our team here in January and early February is that we are good enough. When we play well, we're really good. We just don't do it or sustain it for long enough stretches. And so consistency and getting close to 40 minutes has been kind of a big theme for us. And it's not easy to do just with our style, the pace that we play on offense and the full court pressure. But I thought we got closer to 40 minutes against Oregon than we have in any of the games of late. And that was important because Oregon's really good and they play really well at home. And I thought because the pace and the full court pressure was really good and effective that it kind of wore on Oregon a little bit and some of their better players didn't quite play quite as well as they usually do. I thought fatigue set in for them. And so that was hopefully an encouraging sign. And like I said, I still think that's the biggest thing as we move forward. We try to get even closer to 40 minutes than we got against Oregon.
Talking to Buckeye women's basketball head coach Kevin McGuff, looking ahead at Sunday against number 20 Maryland from the Schottenstein Center at 2 p.m., what would your message to the fan base be heading into another pivotal game in the final five regular season games?
Well, you know, every one of our last five games are against great opponents, so we got our hands full. Our schedule is very, very difficult here down the stretch, and you know, we played Maryland in a really close game at their place, and we were able to come away with the win, and it's kind of interesting for them because they had just endured a couple injuries, and you know, I think they're still kind of figuring out how to play with the team, the particular team they have right now. And now, if you look at the way they've played here in the last 2 weeks, they've been great. And, you know, they've won at Michigan State, and they've had some really big wins. And so they're playing as good as they've played probably all year right now. So we'll need to be really good on Sunday. And so, you know, a great turnout from our fan base would go a long way in helping us do that.
That's Ohio State women's basketball head coach Kevin McGuff. Thanks so much, coach, for the time. Best of luck on Sunday.
Of course. Thank you.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioState4Miler.com. Go Bucks!
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the best-selling Camry. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Camry. Or lease a new Camry LE for just $279 a month for 39 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS. Tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Midwest Cards is pumped to present the Ohio State Training Card Night with Buckeye legend Evan Turner before the Ohio State versus Wisconsin game on Tuesday, February 17th. We will have games, card giveaways, and you can meet Evan Turner in person. Plus, snag a limited edition Evan Turner card with your ticket. There will be a few special guests from Ohio State football. It all kicks off at 5:30, then stick around to cheer on the Buckeyes. Visit go.osu.edu/trainingcardnight26 for more details.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus. Columbus.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The NFL season came to an end last night with the Seattle Seahawks taking Super Bowl 60 over the New England Patriots 29-13. Running back Kenneth Walker was named Super Bowl MVP with 27 carries for 135 yards. Women's college basketball, the Ohio State women's basketball team climbed up one spot in the AP poll to number 8 after their 80-64 win over Oregon yesterday. They'll be back at home on Sunday against number 20 Maryland. Men's college basketball tonight in the top 25, it's the Patino Bowl with number 17 St. John's hosting Xavier at Madison Square Garden at 6:30. 24th ranked Louisville hosts NC State at 7 o'clock. And number 1 Arizona looks to remain undefeated at number 9 Kansas. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. And 10 games in the NBA tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers will be in Denver taking on the Nuggets. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Roundtable presented by Burger King is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Welcome back into this week's Buckeye Roundtable show presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam. We got a great second hour for you coming up in our next segment as we go on the trail. Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts, he's going to join the program. We'll get into our Elk and Elk injury report. We'll hear from Jake Diebler a little bit later on in the show about his team's health as they get into the teeth of the schedule in February. Right after that, Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick, he's going to join the program. Ohio State men's hockey, great weekend sweep up in Minnesota. They're going to return to the shot this weekend to take on Wisconsin for a nice little home double leg on Friday and Saturday. So we got that coming up here this hour. We'll fill you in with what's going on with the Ohio State women's hockey program. Got an Olympic game that happened today. So all kinds of good stuff a little bit later on this hour as well. We're going to talk all things Ohio college basketball with our basketball nut, Jacob Reimer. And then at the very end of the show, in hour number 2, we're going to go around the block. Oh, everything we didn't have time to mention in the first 2 hours, we will get you covered with that. I also want to let you know that the Buckeyes, the men's basketball team, they do return to action on Wednesday. Our pregame coverage begins at 5:30. They take on USC. Right now, it's time to talk a little high school sports.
It's time for the Ancobe Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
One of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show is the presentation of the Ancobe Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ancobe Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network honor a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. This week's recipient is Cam Elwer out of Delpho St. John's. Listen to him. All Cam has done during his high school career. By the way, big congratulations to him. He is committed to Furman to play basketball at the next level. He is now just the 13th player in the 2,500-point club in OHSAA basketball history. He's officially 13th on the list now. And listen, if he scores 135 more points, it'll catapult him into the top eight. Some guy named LeBron James is in sight. That's right, LeBron, 2,646 points. Cam Elwer, again, out of Delpho St. John's, has 2,512. And all that Delpho St. John's has done this season so far is go 19-0. They are undefeated on the season. Pretty terrific achievement out of them so far already. If Cam Elwer is able to get 170 more points, he will officially get up to number six all time. Still tracking Jay Burson. Got a long way to go to get to the top 25. Jay Burson officially 2,958 points. He is good for fifth in Ohio high school state history. But a big congratulations to Cam Elwer out of Delpho St. John's. Also got to be pretty cool, right? Coached by his pops, Aaron Elwer, has to be pretty awesome. He's been the coach there for 19-plus season. Again, congratulations to Cam Elwer out of Delpho St. John's, the recipient of this week's Incova Insurance Archie Griffin High School Athlete of the Week Award. Incova Insurance, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association Mini Statewide Top Performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Some top performers around the state as well. Got a lot of hoops, of course, going on. We'll keep you in that same region as we were just talking about with Delpho St. John's. How about Van Wert? They won their first game at Ottawa Glandorf for the first time since 1990. That's right, 61-51 victory for them. Keaton Welch, a big reason why, 16 points in that game. It was a tough weekend for them. They did follow it up with a close loss against St. Henry the very next evening. Shout out to Jim Lachey. I know he was proud of his guys. But how about Keaton Welch, 16 points and a win at Ottawa Glandorf, again, for the first time for Van Wert since 1990. That's 36 years ago since the last time they achieved that. Pretty awesome. This isn't maybe an individual award that we're giving out here, but we'll take it to the Southwest down in Cincinnati. How about the matchup between Lakota West and Princeton? That game was so highly touted that it actually had to be moved to the Cintas Center. That's right, where Xavier plays basketball at. They sold out the game. 5,000 tickets were announced that it was sold. So they said, you know what? We have to move this game. We got to get it out of here. Let's go to a neutral site game. How about Lakota West? They did win the game over Princeton 58-53. They took an 18-0 lead right out of the gates. Princeton immediately was trying to respond a little bit. They did take the lead late in the fourth quarter, but Lakota West did improve. That's a shout out to the entire Cincinnati region for what they did right there. Again, supporting their hometown teams. That was awesome. A great matchup between Lakota West and Cincinnati Princeton. All good things right there. Again, Lakota West defeated Princeton 58-53 to take control of the Greater Miami Conference. Lakota West improves to 18-1 on the season. They are now 13-0 in league play. Also looking to win their first league title since 2013 and their first outright league crown since 2006. Princeton, they dropped to 14-2, 11-2 in conference, and their first loss since December 5th. But shout out to Cincinnati and everybody going to that game. Again, 7,500-plus people in the Cintas Center supporting high school basketball down there. Our top performers from around the state was presented by the American Dairy Association Mideast. A reminder from Ohio's dairy farmers, 8 ounces of delicious chocolate milk has 8 grams of protein with the power to fuel everyone, including Ohio State quarterback Tavian St. Clair. He's built like a Buckeye, and you can be too. Learn more at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/built-like-a-Buckeye. We're going to go on the trail. We'll talk all things Ohio State football and basketball with Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts. That's coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, Milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day. So you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add on your choice of a sub, salad, wings, a 10-inch pizza, and more. Order any large pizza and add on your choice of a sub, salad, wings, a 10-inch pizza, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donatos.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donatos. Gotta love more.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home of the Buckeyes, the Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Buckeye Roundtable, and we here on Buckeye Roundtable, proudly presented by Burger King. Visit your local BK restaurant to grab your $10 O Fry O Bundle. That includes a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, 8-piece chicken nuggets, and a custom OSU crown, all for just 10 bucks at your local Burger King.
It's time to talk Ohio State recruiting. This is Buckeye Roundtables on the Trail.
Right now we head out to the hotline, checking with our good friend of Bucknuts. He is Steve Hellwagon. Steve, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. I know we're going to talk a little bit about Ohio State recruiting, what you're looking forward to as we approach spring ball for Ohio State, the football team. I know they're in winter workouts right now, but let's talk a little hoop, shall we? I know you were at the game yesterday. Ohio State loses to Michigan. Had a big one coming up against USC. It was a tough afternoon yesterday at the shot, Steve. I mean, really, really tough, right? There was a lot of hype going into this game. Thought maybe Ohio State had a puncher's chance, and Michigan just delivered on which was not really a surprise to them at all, because they're one of the best teams in college basketball. Thanks for the time, Steve.
Yeah, Michigan, obviously they're out to the best start in school history, 22-1 after that win. And what they did to Ohio State is what they've done to a lot of teams. Yeah. Just bully them and use their size, their strength, their length, all of that to just dominate teams. I mean, that front line, you know, it's 6'8", 6'9", 7'3". I mean, you know, try and get a shot off anywhere near the paint with those guys lingering, and, you know, good luck to you. But Yeah, and then on top of that, they hit 50% of their threes in the first half and then pounded the paint in the second. And a very unfortunate day for Ohio State. They get it all dressed up, have 17,000 people there, and it just doesn't go well for them.
No, it didn't. Yeah, it was a tough day. It was a tough afternoon at the office, right? Thought maybe if Ohio State, if they could break that single-digit point barrier, but it was like an invisible wall. Ohio State could never chop it down to 8 or 9 points. They had a couple opportunities, but unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. What are you anticipating come Wednesday evening at the Shot? Quick turnaround again. We're in the middle of February. We know these games are thick and fast now for Jake Diebler's squad. What are you anticipating? It's a USC team who got a nice victory on the road against Penn State yesterday with a buzzer beater. So interesting matchup with kind of Ohio State and USC, both in similar situations.
Yeah, you have Eric Musselman as their coach, and people know about him and his history. And you have, obviously, they got the Auburn transfer, Chad Baker Massara, but he missed the game on Sunday at Penn State. He had a knee injury from their win over Indiana last week out in California. So questionable whether or not he's going to play. You know, as I do these previews on these teams, I look at it, and 1 to 11, they're all new to the program. So it's kind of it's just the way of the world right now. And Virginia's the same way on Saturday, you know, with a new coach there, Coach Odom. These teams are, you know, complete restarts, and you just wonder, is that going to be the answer here at Ohio State after this season? Are they going to have to start from scratch, you know, if this thing doesn't end on a high note here? So at any rate, yeah, these teams are tied, I think, for ninth place, I believe, in the Big Ten. And it's important that Ohio State beats the teams that are around them in the standings to move up and have the tiebreaker advantage and all that. You got to get in the top eight, Brandon. If you're in the top eight, you don't have to start playing out there in the Big Ten tournament until Thursday. So that's a tremendous advantage.
Yeah, get that double bye certainly would be nice. So we'll see what happens. Big one on Wednesday. And then a weird late neutral site game, non-conference game. And I know that the Big Ten is kind of doing this season. But that's still, it's kind of weird for me to wrap my head around, Steve, that we get a Valentine's Day date with Virginia. So I know you're going down to Nashville. Safe travels down there, buddy. Let's switch you to the football team with Ohio State and what's going on. How did you like the way that they kind of attacked the transfer portal? I know it was crazy, you know, from an Ohio State beat perspective. You guys were locked into your phones and social media 24/7 while the portal was open. Guys coming in, guys going out. That settled down a little bit. And in the end, I feel like Ohio State, Ryan Day, Mark Pantone brought in a pretty good class out of the transfer portal.
Yeah, their personnel department over there, headed up by Mark Pantone and all of his people, I mean, they were working overtime. And, you know, you lose 34 guys out of the program to the portal. You bring in, I think, 17 transfers.
Sounds
so
right.
Far, plus 26 incoming freshmen. I mean, they oversigned with the freshman class. They went from where they weren't going to take as many high school guys to suddenly realizing that they had a lot of dead wood and a lot of people who were going to be transferring out. And, you know, took 26 freshmen, and it wouldn't surprise me if half of them are gone a year from now if they don't, you know, see a future at Ohio State. It's just the way of the world right now. So, any rate, they're going to be banking on these incoming transfer players to really make an impact. And you think about it, they're going to need probably six of these guys to fill starting positions. You've got a running back from Florida, Jacoby Jackson. Mm-hmm. I think he and obviously Bo Jackson, the returning starter, you know, they're gonna split time probably. Hunter Welsing from Northwestern comes in. So they got some guys. They got two experienced wide receivers, Devin McEwen and from Texas San Antonio, and Kyle Parker from LSU, the new wide receivers coach, Hankston, is bringing him with him from LSU. So that's a good sign that he has trust in him. And several guys on defense. I saw 1-2 deep with Christian Allegro from Wisconsin starting at linebacker. And you got help at safety, cornerback, and on the defensive line, too. So, yeah, I think a lot of these guys are going to play key roles this year.
I think it's going to be interesting, Steve, how much older they got, because Indiana, I think, kind of made the blueprint for college football. And we've seen what Kurt Cignetti and the Indiana Hoosiers obviously did this year with capping off their season in a remarkable way with a national championship. But they got old, Steve, and they stayed old. And I remember, a long time ago talking about old wins in college basketball. Well, now it seems that way in college football, too. Old wins. And Ohio State, I don't know exactly how many years older they got, quote unquote, like on their roster. But you could see the shift and exactly what Mark Pantone, Ryan Day are trying to implement in getting a little bit older in that locker room.
No doubt. And Brandon, the only guy who transferred out who was an appreciable starter was Tegra Shibola on the offensive line. And they are bringing in 6, 7, 8 guys who were starters, maybe even more than that, at their previous colleges. And they're coming in here thinking, I'm going to start at Ohio State. I'm going to play in the playoff, and I've got a chance to win the national championship this year. You know, when you look at the quarterback and the wide receiver, you know, with Sayed and Jeremiah Smith, they're best in class at their positions. So, you know, you look at it, I think that Ohio State's an attractive place for guys who have experience to come and play. And I can't give you the exact stat, but whatever they lost, they doubled it coming back. So, and I'm talking about only 17 guys coming in and 34 guys going out. So it was mostly freshmen and sophomores transferring out, none of whom really played much.
Steve, we got Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. You know, Ohio State right now in the thralls of winter workouts. We get spring ball only just a few short weeks away, Steve. From these 26 guys who you talked about Ohio State signing and bringing in as true freshmen, are there any guys that you're kind of looking at to maybe not necessarily be like an immediate impact starter, but someone who you could see possibly earning either a role on special teams or something like that from one of these freshmen? I know it's a tough bar, right, to be a starter at Ohio State early on, but I think all these guys early enrollees, there's only one, I think, of the class who isn't here yet. So are those guys already putting in the work on campus?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think skill positions are an easier way for freshmen to get on the field, obviously, than the offensive or defensive line, just because of the physical development and the strength factor as well. But I think you got to be excited about Chris Henry Jr., obviously 6'5", 200-pound wide receiver from California. And, of course, his dad played at West Virginia and with the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think, he wants to carry on that family legacy, I think. And we'll see if he earns a starting spot. Sincere Johnson is a nice linebacker from Cleveland Glenville as well. They're both national top 25 prospects. And then Sam Greer on the offensive line from Akron Hoban. First got a look at him 3 or 4 years ago in the state basketball Final Four. He helped Hoban as a freshman win the state championship. I think they beat, I think, Royals team, I think, for the state championship that year at Pick Central. So, yeah, it to me, they've got some nice pieces here, and it'll be fun this spring seeing, again, 17 portal and 26 freshmen. That's 43 guys who've never played a down at Ohio State who will be out there competing this spring. So it should be a lot of fun.
I know when you get your chance to get some eyes on Ohio State during spring ball, Steve, you're going to be looking at that roster up and down. Like, who the heck are these guys? Because I feel like it's almost a 50% turnover from the last couple of years.
Yeah. And no amount of study of the roster is enough. You just, they drop you in on the sideline and you got 20 minutes to shoot 55 new guys, and there is no way you can get them all in one visit. So yeah, it gets a little hectic when the practices get going.
Steve, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Enjoy the game on Wednesday. Safe travels down to Nashville and hit them straight. And hopefully you don't hit them too often for your vacation next week. All right.
There you go. Take care.
Steve Hellwagon of Bucknuts with us here on Roundtable. Coming up next, we'll hit you with our Elk and Elk injury report. Jake Diebler talked a little bit earlier in the day about his radio show, about his team's health. And also, we'll go rinkside with Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick. A nice sweep for them on the weekend up in Minnesota. We do that when we come back. That's coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
The best outcomes for treating cancer come from early detection and early diagnosis.
The James Cancer Diagnostic Center at Ohio State
is designed to provide rapid evaluation and a clear diagnosis.
We are transforming care by giving patients direct access
to cancer experts who study and treat cancer every day.
If you think you have cancer, the choice is clear.
Choose the James Cancer Diagnostic Center.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back into this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and I want to let you know, Buckeye fans, power up and carbon down with AEP Energy and Eco Advantage, their 100% renewable energy plan for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
This is the Elk and Elk Report on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Our Elk and Elk Injury Report, we will head back to a little bit earlier in the day right here on the Ohio State Sports Network. Let's hear from Jake Diebler, Ohio State losing to Michigan yesterday. Coach Diebler updated us on the health of his current squad. Obviously a very tough situation. Brandon Knoll is still out, but here was the health of his team. A lot of games, a little bit of days for Ohio State. Here was Jake Diebler a little bit earlier on from his radio show.
You'll see most everybody maybe missing a guy in a game or things like that. We've certainly, you know, missed Brandon, and he's working really hard to get back as quickly as he can. I think we're, you know, starting to see some kind of light at the end of the tunnel. But things got to continue to progress accordingly. Obviously his size and physicality will certainly welcome that back. Puff is progressing too. He got injured in practice. Unfortunate, feel bad for him because it felt like he was just kind of starting to get into a little bit of a rhythm. And, you know, Matthew wasn't with us last night. He's been really sick. So we're just, got some things that we're battling through. But listen, hey, this is kind of life in February.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what I am appreciative of is the performance team we have, the resources we have here at Ohio State, how hard everybody's working to help our guys, you know, be their best. And we've seen guys like Tilly's come a long way since a couple weeks ago battling through injury. We've got a lot of guys out there that are working hard to be available, and we've got a great team around them to help.
Again, Ohio State, quick turnaround for them. They are home on Wednesday to take on the Men of Troy, the University of Southern California Trojans, and then a weird non-conference game coming up on Saturday down in Nashville, where they will take on the University of Virginia. That is an 8 o'clock start. Good news to hear about Brandon Knoll, how he's trending the right direction. Obviously not a great situation for Puff Johnson getting hurt in practice. Feel like Jake Diebler said right there, he's just kind of getting his foot in, wading into the waters again, getting used to college basketball, and then he goes on the shelf for a couple of games. So we'll see what happens again Wednesday and Saturday coming up for the Ohio State men's basketball team. Our injury report was brought to you by Elk and Elk. Elk and Elk, serious fans of Ohio State athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Again, that's 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Go Buckeyes.
It's time to hit the ice and talk some Ohio State hockey. This is Buckeye Roundtable's Rinkside with Rolick.
We are now joined by Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick with us. Coach, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it. Big sweep for your guys up in Minnesota on the weekend. Know you have to be feeling good here on this Monday, Coach.
Yeah, happy for the guys. You know, I mean, they're rewarded for a good week of practice. And, you know, it's nice to get two wins up there, especially in a tough building against a really good team.
You know, we were just talking last week about what Minnesota had done, scoring a bunch of power play goals, sweeping Wisconsin. How good does it feel? I know we've talked about the depth of this league. And what kind of confidence does that build in your locker room, in your group, getting two on the road, both in very different fashions, Friday to Saturday?
Yeah, you know what? This league's just so tough. I mean, all it does is turn the page and get ready for the next week. And obviously coming out of there, the guys feel good, but they know that we got to turn the page and back to work like they did today at practice.
Absolutely, Coach. So let me take you back to Friday, and then we'll get into Saturday, because both very different, right? High-flying kind of second and third period on Friday, and then a real grinded out fest on Saturday as you guys won both legs up there in Minnesota. Now, let me ask you this question. What's your preferred method of victory, Coach? High-flying offense, scoring goals, or grimy kind of grinded out victories? I know that you probably don't care at the end of the day. A win is a win, but is there a preferred method by you?
No, at the end, you hit it on the head. To me, at the end of the day, a win, you know, to find a way to win. I mean, good teams find a way to win. Sometimes you might not have your A game, and you got to grind it out. And, you know, we kind of won in both fashions. But at the end of the day, the W is what counts.
He's Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Like I said, very different from Friday to Saturday. Six goals put in Friday's game, two goals on Saturday. How impressed were you by your team? Outshot by 11 in Saturday evening's game at Minnesota, but ultimately came away with a 2-1 victory in that one.
Well, you know what? I mean, I know what their coaching staff and their players probably felt Saturday at video, and you know, we were going to see their best punch on Saturday, and, you know, we took it and we stayed the course, and we were able to kind of sneak out that 2-1 win. But you got to find that way, and we had good leadership. We got a good team effort, good goaltending.
What did you like about your not power play units, your shorthanded, the kills? I know was very good on Saturday. Special teams, big storyline for you guys so far this season. How did you like your effort, and then what can you build on heading into Friday, Saturday, back at home against Wisconsin?
Yeah, you know, special teams is so huge every night, and I think they're 0-for-3 or 0-for-4 on Saturday there, and I think they're clicking at about 50% here the second half, so it was a huge job on the kill. And, you know, again, we got to turn the page. I mean, we got a really good team that was rated, I believe, number one in the country at one point this year with Wisconsin coming to town.
How excited are you to get back on home ice, Coach? No, it's brutal to go on the road, but you guys did it in a sweep, but back in the friendly confines of the shot this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, 2 weeks ago when you look up, you got 8,000 both nights here, pretty electric. And, you know, hopefully we can get the same result this weekend as far as our crowd and that atmosphere. It really helps the guys and gives us that extra boost we need.
Coach, are you guys watching any of the Olympics hockey? I know that you've got 12 former and current Ohio State Buckeyes women's players. You got the men's that are going to start a little bit later this week. You guys get together some team building opportunities and watch the Olympics, or are you more so just focused on the business at hand?
You know, we talk a lot about it. I mean, you know, we're all taking it in. I mean, it's pretty amazing to have that many athletes here from Ohio State playing and the women's program and how tight that is. And then obviously we're all pretty excited about the, you know, the men's Olympic with the, you know, the parity and how good and competitive it's going to be. So probably pretty exciting for everybody to watch.
Coach, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us. Best of luck Friday, Saturday against Wisconsin, and we will check in again next Monday. All right.
All right, appreciate you. Have a great night.
You too. There he goes. Ohio State men's hockey coach Steve Rolick with us here on Buckeye Roundtable. Again, home series coming up for them Friday and Saturday evening back in the friendly confines of the Schottenstein Center. Also, Dollar Dog Night on Friday. So get over there and support these guys. Hopefully, they are starting a nice little win streak as we get into February. Our hoops-crazed producer, Jacob Reimer, he's going to take us through the state. We're going to do our Ohio college basketball update coming next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid October 7th through December 1st. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Buckeye Nation, join us on April 12th at the 2026 Ohio State 4-Miler, presented by Union Home Mortgage, the Ohio Beef Council, and Raising Cane's. This is your chance to run down a tunnel and finish on the 50-yard line at Ohio Stadium. You can also get access to the home locker room and meet some of your favorite Buckeye student-athletes. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Buckeye Crews for Cancer. This is something you won't want to miss. Register today at OhioState4Miler.com. Go Bucks!
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, to this week's Buckeye Roundtable show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam, and Buckeye fans, take your game day to the next level with help from your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Stock up on your favorites from brands like Pringles, Cheez-It, and Coca-Cola, or choose from their delicious catering options. Giant Eagle is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio College Hoops Update.
All right, we'll get to some Ohio College Hoops here in a second. Your weekly Miami update. Newsflash, by the way, they're still undefeated. Jacob, let's bring you in here on this one. I saw that ESPN and other places confirming this today, which is probably the wildest story in college basketball of the season. If you haven't been paying along, Charles Bediako, right? Like, he comes in, he played in the G League, all right? He played in the G League this year. He's basically a professional basketball player. He returns to Alabama, and Nate Oates is like, hey, you know, I kind of feel sorry for the kid with what he's been going through, and imagine if we weren't there. I'm like, well, he's a professional basketball player. He's getting paid to hoop. So there's been a whole lot of stuff going on surrounding Charles Bediako. Is he going to be basically deemed eligible for the rest of the season? What's going on? There's injunctions, there's court rulings, and all kinds of crazy stuff today. This came in while we were on a little bit earlier. Alabama center Charles Bediako, his injunction to continue playing this season for Alabama has been denied by a judge. He will no longer be eligible for Alabama. And then Bama put out in a statement, said that they're disappointed in the ruling, and the NCAA has granted eligibility to over 100 current men's players with prior professional experience in the G League or overseas. Granting eligibility to some former professionals and not others is what creates the havoc we're currently heading in, and the way consistency from decision makers is so desperately needed. Wild situation overall. Now, I'm sure that Ohio State and Jake Diebler are going to be having their eye on this with what's been going on with Puff Johnson. Obviously, we haven't seen him the last couple of games because he has been injured, got injured in practice. We heard from that front from Jake Diebler a little bit earlier on, but still, that's one of the more wild stories in college basketball this season.
Yeah, and it's this news coming down is big in the, it's a step in the right direction with like other NBA players trying to come back into college. Like a few, like last week, I think Amari Bailey, a former UCLA player, was looking at trying to come back into college. I think he took a visit at Grand Canyon, and now it's seeming like that's going to be an unlikely possibility for guys to do, which is big. And I think in the ruling they were talking about, they viewed it as different than the foreign players that have come over. Like if you look at Illinois, like they've got a bunch of guys that have played in Euro leagues and stuff like that. I mean, Ohio State has Matthew Grujicic,
of course.
And so they saw that as a different than going to the NBA, which is correct because that's essentially what those guys are trying to do as well, is get to the NBA. And if they can come through a path of college while they can get paid here and then go to the NBA, I feel that's completely different than what Charles Bediako is trying to do.
I agree, absolutely. I feel like once you play a game, once you play a minute in the NBA, you cannot return to college. And I know it's blurred lines with NIL and, you know, people getting paid and kind of the, you know, the amateurism of really any sport is dying now, according to the NCAA. But still, like, you are a professional basketball player. You played NBA minutes. You've been playing in the G League. He was eligible for the G League All-Star game. And I know that Auburn fans were trying to like up the vote for him. And that way he would miss the game over the weekend. But it's still one of the wilder situations really around the country that, you know, teams are dealing with. Tom Izzo hates it. You know,
yes.
I mean, you've got John Calipari out there saying like, why in the world would I recruit high school guys anymore? I'm still going to continue to do it. And he's very good at doing that currently down there with Arkansas right now. But there's so many blurred lines with what's happening.
Yeah, and this has had an impact on some of Alabama's games that honestly could have resulted in losses if he wasn't there, because just their last two games they played Texas A&M, which at the time wasn't first in the SEC, hadn't lost a game in the SEC, but then Alabama beats them and Bediako had 5 points. Alabama won 197, so it's a 3-point game there. And then at Auburn they only win by four and he had 12 points. So it was like, if you're those coaches, like, you have a right to be upset. And I saw Rothstein put out the CBS insider for college basketball that the selection committee is going to view Alabama as its current form when putting them into the NCAA tournament, not for these 5-game stretch.
All right, so we'll see what happens on that. But yeah, very pertinent news around college basketball. That's the biggest news, like, nationally of the day. We'll take you to the state over the weekend. Miami continued their undefeated run. They still have the O next to their name. Next up for Miami, it is at home. It's at Millett Hall. This game has been moved to 9 o'clock. Primetime national TV broadcast. They bring in Jeff Bowles and the Ohio Bobcats. Again, that is a 9 p.m. tip-off for them on Friday. They also had a weird non-conference game over the weekend.
Yeah, they played Marshall. I think it was a little Sun Belt and MAC challenge that they were doing. But how about this? On February 9th, the day that football, the day after football ends, there's still two undefeated teams in college basketball, yeah. And one of them is Miami of Ohio, the Redhawks.
And the other one is Arizona, who plays tonight, and they play Kansas. What's that, a 9 o'clock tip-off
at the
Allen Fieldhouse over there? And you were telling me a crazy stat about Kansas basketball. Obviously, yeah. Arizona undefeated this season. By the way, their schedule the next five or six games is just out of control. I'd be shocked if they finished the regular season undefeated. But you have a crazy stat about Kansas for tonight's game.
Well, so Bill Self and his time coaching at Kansas, he is 38-0 in home games on Monday night. I think their last loss was on a Monday at home was in 2001 against Iowa State.
Wow.
And they have also never beat a number one team in Allen Fieldhouse.
That's hard for me to comprehend.
Well, they're usually a lot number one, if not, like, right. They're up there at the top. And I don't know, the Big 12, outside of just the past few years, like, it's really just been Kansas or
Texas and Oklahoma in there.
Yeah, Buddy Hield years were fun.
Yeah,
that's
they
for
were.
Sure.
That guy could shoot the rock.
They never got up to number one. They were number two for a classic 1-2 game.
Yeah, but. So that's a crazy stat, though. Right? Like, Kansas has never beaten a number one team. To your point, they're usually in the top five anyways, if they're not number one. So all of their home games are crazy. So you got that coming up a little bit later on at 9 o'clock. We do have an Ohio team playing right now. In the Patino Bowl. How about this, Reimer? 17 minutes left to go in the second half, so they just got underway from halftime. St. John's currently leading St. X, that it would be Xavier, 48-46 out in the Garden.
Yeah, it was a 2-point game at half, and it's pretty interesting because the last time they met just a few weeks ago, Xavier lost by 5, 88-83, and it was Rick Pitino's 900th win. So I think over the weekend he tied Roy Williams for the most all-time wins.
Yep.
And it was against UConn. So this is an interesting potential letdown spot. You got up big for a big rivalry game against UConn in the Garden, and now Xavier's come to play, especially against with Richard Pitino on the other sideline. He wants to beat on Dad tonight.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you? So we got that going on, and then your games in the MAC a little bit later on. They're off until Wednesday. Toledo is at West Virginia. So we got that going on, and then your games in the MAC a little bit later on. They're off until Wednesday. Toledo is at Western Michigan. Kent State is going to host Eastern Michigan, and then Bowling Green travels to Northern Illinois. The Bearcats, they're in action on Wednesday. They go to Manhattan, where they will take on Kansas State. And tough stretch for the Flyers. They did lose over the weekend on Friday to VCU. They have a long layoff. Their next game isn't until Sunday, where they will host Davidson, but they did win last week after we did the show talking about their stretch. They did beat St. Bonaventure 72-70 in the midweek last week.
Yeah, it's looking tough for the Flyers. They're looking at themselves like way out. You're going to have to win the A-10 to try to find any kind of magic in March.
Youngstown State, they are at Oakland coming up on Thursday. Your leaders in the Horizon League right now. Wright State with a close victory over Purdue Fort Wayne a little bit earlier this weekend, 73-68. They got that done. They're at home against Detroit Mercy on Thursday. And then, let's see, Youngstown State, who do they got? Like I said, they play Oakland, and then Cleveland State play a little bit later on here this week on Thursday as they are home against good old Bob Morris. So that's what's going on across the state. Again, Bediako, that was some pretty big news across the country. If we didn't mention any sport earlier on as far as it pertains to the Buckeyes, we had some Ohio State women's hockey players doing some stuff in the Olympics. We'll catch you up on that as we go around the block. That's coming up next as the Buckeye Roundtable Show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
From the first whistle to the final play, being a Buckeye fan calls for commitment and support. Nature Made Vitamins are your winning play. From the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand, Nature Made is made to care for fans on game day and every day. So you can go all in on big wins, tough losses, and still show up for your team every time. Nature Made, proud vitamin and supplement sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Midwest Cards is pumped to present the Ohio State Training Card Night with Buckeye legend Evan Turner before the Ohio State versus Wisconsin game on Tuesday, February 17th. We will have games, card giveaways, and you can meet Evan Turner in person. Plus, snag a limited edition Evan Turner card with your ticket. There will be a few special guests from Ohio State football. It all kicks off at 5:30, then stick around to cheer on the Buckeyes. Visit go.osu.edu/TradingCardNight26 for more details.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Around here, it's all-wheel drive all year round. And Toyota has more all-wheel drive choices than anyone, like the family-size Highlander and the bigger, more powerful Grand Highlander. Now through March 2nd, get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Highlander or Grand Highlander, including hybrid models, with approved credit through TFS. Plus, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years no-cost maintenance. For complete details, go to Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back to this week's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. I'm Brandon Beam. I'm going to let you know that Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Anduril, transforming defense capabilities with advanced technologies. Anduril, official sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
Busy weekend, busy week in Ohio State athletics. Get over there to the athletic facilities and support your teams. We talked about it. Ohio State men's hockey team, they got a weekend series with Wisconsin coming up. How about the wrestling team? They continue to roll. Do the Buckeyes. They completed their home schedule for this season, which is very good. They defeated Iowa on Friday in front of a sellout crowd at the Covelli Center, which was terrific. 17-0 on the season. They beat Iowa 24-9. Iowa comes in, came in as the number 5 team in college wrestling. It sets up a salacious matchup with the number one ranked Penn State Nittany Lions. It's in-state college. It is on Friday, and that is at 7 o'clock. I don't know exactly how many meets or matches, dual meets, Penn State has won in a row, but it's a lot, and they've been the number one team in college wrestling for a long, long time. So if you could beat them on the road at Penn State coming up here on Friday, that would be pretty awesome. We checked in on the Ohio State men's tennis team last week as well, defeating multiple top five opponents. Well, that is also continuing because the Ohio State men's hockey team, they defeated number one Virginia to remain defeated on the year. They defeated Virginia 5-2 at the Ty Tucker Tennis Center over the weekend. The Buckeyes recorded their record moves to 7-0 on the season, and it's the first time in program history. Now, Ty Tucker and the Ohio State men's hockey team have done a lot in their program's history. It's the first time with their defeat against Wake Forest, their beating of Wake Forest last weekend, and then turning it around against Virginia, the first time Ohio State has ever beaten back-to-back number one overall opponents. That's something Kansas basketball has never even done at the Fog Allen Fieldhouse before, and Ohio State men's tennis did it twice in a row. So that was good. And then as going on today, I saw that the men's golf team just set the world on fire. They're down in Puerto Rico, which sounds lovely at this time of the year. Again, I know we're going to be in the mid-40s to 50s tomorrow in Central Ohio and around the state. So it
sounds like golfing weather.
It does. Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, if there wasn't 14 inches of snow on the ground, unless you're like Skip Mossick, who's hitting golf balls out in the snow, you could possibly do that. But how about this? They're playing in the Wyndham Memorial Classic down there in Puerto Rico. You have the number one and number two players on the leaderboard individually right now for the Buckeyes. Vaughn Harbor shot a 65 today, good for 7 under. Tyler Sabo is in second place. He sits one shot back of his teammate Vaughn Harbor. He shot a 66 today. Jack Voitko shot a 67 for 5 under. Timothy Formanek shot a 3 under, and then Joe Wilson also came in at 3 under par. That is good for 21 under overall for the Buckeyes as a team. So they're in second place. They got to be feeling good about that. Plus, they get some warm weather down there. I'm sure that Jay Mosley, their golf coach, is having some fun times. Also, too, by the way, before we get out of here today, we talked about Ohio State women's hockey, 12 current and former, 5 current Buckeyes, 12 former, well, 7 former, 12 total, playing in the Winter Olympics in women's hockey. Joy Dunn, the youngest player in Ohio, the youngest player for the USA women's team, scored another goal today. She's got 3 points up on the big board. And then Hannah Bilka also scoring her first goal, as well as the USA women's move past and are undefeated currently in the Olympics as they beat Switzerland today. So all is turning up Buckeyes. And by the way, too, if you're watching the Super Bowl last night, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, big congratulations to him, the former Buckeye, ringing in one of the best seasons in Ohio State history when it comes to an NFL season. He capped it off with a Lombardi trophy. And I was actually reading a story on 11 Warriors today, and I thought it was very good. Dan Hope, obviously, does a very good job writing for 11 Warriors, made the argument that it's arguably the best NFL season ever from a former Ohio State Buckeye. So you've had 4 Players of the Year awards in Ohio State history. 1978, Randy Gradishar did it, also the leading tackler in Broncos franchise history. Michael Thomas got Offensive Player of the Year back in 2019 when he set the receptions record with Drew Brees. And then Nick Bosa also got it back in 2022 when he won the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year. None of those guys won the Super Bowl. How about this? Buckeyes who earned first team All-Pro honors and also made the same Super Bowl or the Super Bowl in the same season. Jim Tyer did it, won a Super Bowl in 1969, lost the one in 1966. Paul Warfield won in 1973. Randy Gradishar got there in 1977, lost, unfortunately, with the Broncos. Pepper Johnson won a Super Bowl and an All-Pro in the same year in 1990. Our guy, Jim Lachey, of course, part of the Hogs, got that done in 1999, won a Super Bowl, and then Orlando Pace won in 1999. Mike Vrabel, he's got plenty of Super Bowls, and hopefully for his sake, he can get back. But shout out to Jaxon Smith-Njigba, one of the best seasons we've ever seen from a pro from Ohio State. So he's enjoying that and celebrating.
with the Lombardi Trophy. Everybody, thanks for hanging out tonight. We will be back next Monday, and also we'll be back on Wednesday for Buckeye Hoops. Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. The executive producer of Ohio State Radio Sports is Skip Mossick, and for our studio producer tonight, Jacob Reimer, I'm Brandon Beam. Thanks for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Thanks.